So yesterday we said a couple of important things. So yesterday we talked about two basic ideas. One is the shaila whether hetem is tachlis lister is menei abid. From the pashtus in the Gemara is all the kashas Rav Dimi asked Abaye, Elamai, hetem is tachlis lister, sounds like hetem is tachlis lister is menei abid. And yet, on the other hand, Abaye knows this is Bafayish, that Hetem Staff Lister is not Menei Bittel Broid. Hetem Staff Lister is only by Roy Lister. So, for that we said that in the Chanamic, that's a Machlaikis of Rabdimi and Abaye. And the Machlaikis is rooted in the different understandings of why Rabban, Achelik and Rabbelezer, by Kutta Chababli. Rabdimi holds Rabbelezer that the Chom, Achelik and Rabbelezer, because they just don't hold from Hetem Staff Lister. But if they held from Hetem Staff Lister, then you would have to be late, because Hetem Staff Lister will be Menei Bittel. And Abaye understands the Rabbanon of the Rabbanon of Chelukan and Rabbi Lezer by Kutach HaBavli, because it's Batul the Rebbe, and Hetem Staff Lister is not Minea Bittul. That's number one. It's the Abaye in the Salkadaitoch. More knows his mashma. The end of Abaye turned around and came around to Rav Dimi's thinking, but at least in Asukir, Abaye, that was Abaye's point of view. Then we also talked about Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras, where it's also Mavur in the Gemara from the kashas that Abaye kept asking Rav Dimi. It sounds like Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras is a reason to be like in a Tarevis. And the Shai's, but what happened to Bittul? What's Mavkir the Bittul Beroiv? And if what's Mavkir Bittul Beroiv is Taimei Mamashoi, or maybe Taimei Veloi Mamashoi, then why didn't Rashi spell it out? Rashi should speak out when Rabbi asked Rav Dimi, because I have to take this pass, you should be like it. Rashi should speak out, because Rabbi's question is because Kutuk HaBavli, let's say, is Taimei Mamashoi, or because Taimei Veloi Mamashoi is also, and Rashi doesn't talk about that. Rashi doesn't talk about that at all. Then we had another question, which is, why do you have to come out to Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras? By Kupois and by Meduchos. If it's Taimei Mamashoi, and it really is Taimei Mamashoi, Kupois is for sure Taimei Mamashoi. So then, if forget Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras, it should be at least also, it should still be also as Chashishir. And then we had a problem also. Maisa Abaye says that if Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras is the Rabbanon, Abaye holds Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras is the Rabbanon. So Abaye said to Abdimi, so then Kupois and Meduchos is only a Rabbanon. Abaye wants to mechia from the fact they were Tolim. That Kupois and Meduchos, which Rashi says is because it's a Rabbanon, so Abaye wants to mechia from that Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras is a Rabbanon. But Abaye himself holds Taimei Mamashi is also a Deraisa. By Taimei Mamashi, you don't have Kizayis at all. And even if we'll say that Abaye was closer to Rav Dimi, that Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras is a Deraisa, that's if you have a Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras, but by Taimei Mamashi, you don't have a Kizayis at all. So what's going on here, Bechav? So for that, I wanted to say that they said in Mahalach that the issue of Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras is not specifically about Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras. It's a Mishnah. Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras is a Mishnah. That's not the subject of the debate between Abaye and Rav Dimi. The debate between Abaye and Rav Dimi is when you have a Tarovis, can I look at the Achilas Isser as an Achilah B'nai Atzmi? If you could, then Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras is a Kizayis. But if you can't, then there's no tzir for Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras, because it's not a separate, the Achilas Isser is not a separate, Achilah. And in Mele, if Kizayis Bechtechilis Pras is the Rabbanon, then you could have Taimei Mamashoi, you could have all the Taimei Mamashoi in the world. It's not going to help. Taimei Mamashoi just says that I feel the Yisr is there, but if I can't be found, the Yisr is a separate Ma'is Achilo, then it doesn't make any difference. And so basically the Mahalach is, about his time in Mamashi. The Gemara knows it's all time in Mamashi, or time in Belay Mamashi. It's also something according to Abaye and Pula. So that's not even, that Rashi doesn't even speak out. That's a given that we're talking about things that are nice and time. And if they're nice and time, the Isser is Morgash. And therefore it's subject to, there's something to talk about. Can it be considered Nachil of Nehatzme? If it wouldn't be nice and time, it wouldn't be timely Belay Mamashi at least, or timely Mamashi according to Rava in Chulin. Then of course it would be brought to Barayiv, and no, Bimin Abayi would have nothing to talk about. All of these cases are cases where it's nice and time. Mikveh, chulin, mikveh, kupos, meduchos, of course it's nice and time. It's time. It's at least time of Belay Mamashi. And many of these cases are cases of time in Mamashi. Rashi doesn't have to speak that out because that's another Poshut. Lo yalzeh nedonim. We've been done, given that you magish the time, given that you can feel the Achilas Isser, but can you be done the Achilas Isser as a separate Achila? And Abdimi says, yes, you can. And therefore, if you eat a kezayis of Isser, you like it. And even if you ate less than a kezayis, but it'll be a chatzi shir. And Abaye says that you cannot be done the Achilas Isser as a separate Achila. And therefore, there's no tzir for a kezayis. And therefore, likewise, even there's no chatzi shir either, because the Achilas Isser is not a separate Maisa Achila. So we can only be done in the Achila as a whole. And the Achila as a whole, Achi Rabim Lahatis, the Achila as a whole is determined by the Rav. The Rav is Heter, and it's a Maisa Achila Heter. A Maisa Achila Heter is Mut. So the whole time of Moshe is the given. Of course it's time of Moshe, otherwise nothing to talk about. Time of Moshe, time of Loma Moshe at least. The Machlekes is in time of Moshe Gufa. Is Achila Sisir or Achila? That's what they mean. Or is it not an achila as a bay? That's a bay. The maskot is a bay. It's chayzut terav dini. So the halacha of the ma'ase is that achila is that you could be done the achila as a separate achila. The achila is a separate achila, and therefore if it's timely mamasha, so you like then a kizayis with achila spas. And even if it's not a kizayis with achila spas, it will be a chatzis shir. That was yesterday. Now I want to mention. Remember we had a Ramban in Chala. And the Rabban Chala says by Taimu Mamoshoi that Taimu Mamoshoi is only also when you have a Kezayis Lefei Achilas Pas. If there's no Kezayis Lefei Achilas Pas, then you don't have the din of Taimu Mamoshoi. Presumably the Ramban got that from Esek. Where did you get the Shana Ochafra? Pashas came out of Agamah. The Ramban read Agamah that these are cases of Taimu Mamashah. And that's before the Dinid in the Gemara. If Kezayis B'Tchei Achilas Pras is a thing, so then it's Taimu Mamashah and it's also. And if Kezayis B'Tchei Achilas Pras is not a thing, then it's not Taimu Mamashah, then it's Mutmun Atar. That's a different take on the Gemara. That's a different approach to the Gemara. That these are cases of Taimim and Moshe. All these cases of Taimim and Moshe. And that's good for Pshat in the Gemara. I'm not read into this Gemara. That Taimim and Moshe is only when you have a Kezayis B'Tchei Achilas, Kezayis B'Tchei Achilas Pras. The Rashman Chulin, Sad Chesim Beis also seems to be that way. That he sees in that Gemara, the time of Moshe is only also when you have a desire to pay a Chilas Pas. Very big kids over there, but Chara, that's what he says. So Chara is a problem. Because if you're making the whole Sugya a Sugya about time of Moshe, and the Gedorim of time of Moshe, and time of Moshe needs a desire to pay a Chilas Pas, and that's the Machlekes, the Bayin of Dimi. But a Bayin Chulin holds that you don't need time in Mamasha. It's enough that time in Belay Mamasha. Time in Belay Mamasha is also with the Raisa. So how could you say that the need in the Varasugya is, since you have to have time in Mamasha, and these are all cases of time in Mamasha, so is time in Mamasha, maybe time in Ramban Reg of Yochanan, in a Lezor, time in Mamasha, Loikanola, Vizel Kazai Spefechilis Pras, then it means that Kazai Spefechilis Pras defines time in Mamasha. And that's the correct way to understand Agamar as well. I mean, presumably, we don't know for sure. He doesn't call it Agamar, but Rabban says this for Dovah Poshet that in order to be that there's no way that the Issa Deraisa of Taimi Mamosha is only when you have a Kezayis B'Tchei Achilas Pras. Pashtus, that's where that he took it out of Agamar. But that would be good if Abai held Taimi that you need Taimi Mamosha. So now we're having an argument because Taimi Mamosha needs Kezayis B'Tchei Achilas Pras. Is Kezayis B'Tchei Achilas Pras the Deraisa Derabon? But Abaye in Chulin doesn't even require time of Moshe. He's mechayiv even by time of Eloima, or he asks even by time of Eloima Moshe in the rice. So how can that be a reading of Agamar? So I think the answer is that the Ramban is the Shitosa. Because the Ramban in Chulin Sarachesim Adbei says that the Pshat and Abaye over there of time of Eloima Moshe being also in the rice is because Abaye holds Tamki in the rice. Because even though the Ramban belongs to the school of thought that the halacha we hold time kickers only the Rabbanon, like Rashi, he espouses Rashi Shita, but the Ramban speaks that that's, let's say, Rabbu said that only time kickers only by Kodshim, that's Rabbi Yochanan Avodah Zarah, they need time in Mamashai. But Abaye, who says that time of Mamashai is also, that's because he holds from time kicker. If Abaye holds, if that's the case, then we could say. Anyway, our Gemara seems to ignore Tam Kikker. Our whole Gemara seems to be ignoring the issue of Tam Kikker. So there's a Tosfos Amud Beis says that the whole Gemara, that the Gemara, the whole Shaka of Tam, the Abaye of Nimi, is before Abaye discovered the Brisa that there's a Drosha Mishnah sleep in Tam Kikker. So Abaye thought there's no, didn't know from Tam Kikker. We only knew from Hetem Star Flisser, like Rabbi Yochanan called it, Mishras is Hetem Star Flisser. But then Abaye discovered there's a Brisa in Mishus Litin is for Tam Kikker. So then Abaye decided that Tam Kikker is a Deraisa. We could say the same thing on behalf of the Ramban. Abaye in Kuvches, in Chulin, says the time of Lema Moshe is also in Deraisa. The Ramban says that's Tam Kikker. And that's only Abaye on the base. Right? So that's Abaye on the base who discovered Tam Kikker, Mishras Litin Tam Kikker. But Abaye on the Aleph doesn't know about Tam Kikker. So Nechami, Abaye and Omer Aleph, that's what he's busy with time of Mumma Moshe, what are the dawn of time in Mamosha? And there's a revolution, different revolution in Abaye's thinking. I'll be available to the Ramban. I think that's what you have to say for the Ramban. That doesn't make sense. The Ramban makes this a Gemara about time in Mamosha, but Abaye isn't Gemara. And Abaye holds that you don't need time in Mamosha, Tam Ki Iker. You have to say, yeah, that's Abaye later on. But at this point, Abaye is not going with Tam Ki Iker. So that's an alternate mahalach in the Gemara. I don't think that mahalach is available to Rashi for several reasons. I think Rashi, this is not a good mahalach. Number one, the Ramban's understanding that Abaye, who said in Chulin, "Taimi v'leim Moshe," is also a midiraisa. I think that's the Ramban l'shitosu that he holds the Tam Kikker has nothing to do with Nefach. So if Tam Kikker does not mean the magic of Nefach, Tam Kikker just means that the Tam is also. Tam is also, you don't need Mamoshes, Tam is also us. Also me the rice. So then Abaye's Tak is saying Tam Kikker. I mean then the distance, there's hardly any airspace between Abaye and Tam Kikker. Abaye says Tam Ibele Mamoshi is the rice. And what does Tam Kikker mean? Tam Kikker means that Tam is also me the rice. So for the Ramban, it makes a lot of sense to read in Tabai that Tam is Kikker. But Rashi holds that Tam Kikker means that the head is Nepachli is Osir and you look in the Kazayis from the Tarevist, because the Tam Kikker is a very big word. And if Rashi says that the Amaroi and the Amaroi, the Amaroi Basroi don't hold in Tam Kikker in Midaraisa, there's very little reason to think, to read into Abaye otherwise. Abaye said, Tam Ibelem Moshe is Osir. What does that do with Tam Kikker? Tam Ibelem Moshe, Tam is Osir. But who says Tam Kikker that the head is Nepachli is Osir? So right away, it doesn't sound to me likely that Rashi would hold that Abaye holds Tam Kikker. Moreover, Rashi in Chulin Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, the Rashi that says that Amaroi Basroi don't hold from Tam Kikker, he says Amaroi Basroi. So Abaye also is a member of the Amaroi Basroi club. So he didn't say except for Abaye. And it's even more acute than that, because the Rashi there is going on a Gemara and a Machlekes Abaye and Rav. I had to read the Rashi over there about Zerayi B'Shel. Again, it's a sugya we haven't done yet, and we don't need to have done it yet. But Rashi's going over there about a machlekes Abaye and Rava, and that's where Rava said that Tam Kikker is only by Kodshim. So Rashi says, what do you mean it's only by Kodshim? What happened to Tam Kikker? So Rashi says that Amaroi Basroi held it's only by Kodshim, and it's not, otherwise Tam Kikker is only in the Ravana. Rashi doesn't say it's Rava L'shitosa, it's machlekes Abaye and Rava, and that Kuches, 10 blot later, and this Rava is L'shitosa from that Rava. He's talking about a Gemara in which Abai and Rava are talking to each other, and Rava says Tam Kikr is only by Kachim, and Abai is talking with something else. And Rashi says that Maroi Basroi didn't hold from Tam Kikr. If Rashi thought like the Ramban that it's a Machlekes Abai and Rava, that's what he should have said. He said it's a Machlekes Abai and Rava, and Rava is the Shitosa. That's why I don't think Rashi, for both of those reasons, I don't think Rashi has this notion that Abai is not from the Maroi Basroi. If Rashi holds all the Maroi Basroi, don't hold from Tam Kikr. Abai's member about time of Lema Moshe has nothing to do. Abai and Rava arguing not about Tam Kikr. There's no Tam Kikr. It's not Nepach. But what about the time itself? Is it bottle or is it not bottle? Rava says you need time of Lema Moshe. And Abai says, no, it's enough time of Lema Moshe. So Mela Hadra Kushu Adukta, but the Noga's eyes between Achilles Pras. So I think we have to say with the Mahalach that I said, so we have this, the Ramban is an alternate Mahalach. But I don't think it's a Mahalach that's available to Rashi. For Rashi, I think we still have to go with the Mahalach that I said yesterday. Yeah, Rashi does say that. That's true. But I think Rashi just means if Tam would be kicker, then time of Lema Moshe couldn't be Drabbanim. But that doesn't mean the other way. The other way around is also true. That if Tam kicker, the time of Lema Moshe is the Raisa, therefore Tam kicker. But Rashi is proving that Tam Kikr is a Derabbanan. Because you see, the halacha is that time of Lema Moshe is a Derabbanan. What happened to Tam Kikr? But that doesn't mean that Abai says time of Lema Moshe is also a Derabbanan. He therefore has to hold Tam Kikr. That doesn't follow. I don't know that Rashi has to mean that. I don't think Rashi means that. I have a question. I think yesterday in Shir, maybe I think somebody was, maybe you, Matan, somebody picked up on this problem. So we're explaining Abai Shita. Why don't you say Kizayis B'chdei Achilles Pras? What does Abai mean that Kizayis B'chdei Achilles Pras is a Derabbanan? That Abai holds that the Achilles Isser can't be Nidoin as an Achilles B'chdei Atzma. And that's good for the machlokes. If kizayis b'tei achilles pras is their eyes, that means the achilles isser isn't even as an achilles b'tnei atzma. When you have time of mamosha or time of lei mamosha, whatever, and Abai holds that the achilles isser is not called an achilles b'tnei atzma, and therefore all you have is achilles hatarovis, and achilles hatarovis is achirabim lahatis, and it's called an achilles heter. And it makes no difference if you have time or time mamosha, it doesn't help because the achirabim lahatis is an achilles heter. So now the question is, though, what about the cases of truma? Kupais, meduchais, those are truma cases. And that's where, those are also cases where Abai and Rav Dimi are debating about kizayis b'chdei achilles pras. But by truma, we have this notion of dimur deraisa. So if dimur is deraisa, doesn't that mean that by truma, there's exactly a kosov, that the achilles isser isn't even b'chnei atzma? That the Achilles sister doesn't disappear, it's not bottled or right, it's the Achilles sister is there. That's how you could build on it, Heptim Starfalissa, for example. So, by cases of Truma where you have Dimur Deraisa, so why doesn't Abai concede to Rav Dimi that Kazayis B'tei Achilles Pras should be a Deraisa? We're not the way that even by cases of truma, Abai doesn't hold from kizayis b'chdei achilles pras. He holds from hetim staf lisa, but not from kizayis b'chdei achilles pras. Why not? The whole reason why Abai doesn't hold from kizayis b'chdei achilles pras is because the achilles iser is subsumed in the achilu kazachiram lachos. The achilles iser is not needed b'fnei atzma. But in a case of bimua, the Torah said that the truma is not bottle. So the chayr, the Torah is telling me that by truma, the achilles truma is needed b'fnei atzma. If it's nidim b'fnei atzma, so why do we need to have the mistarfel isser? Typically, they act as eyes with their achilles pras. I think the answer is partial, and this is also maybe an important kudda. The din of dimua doesn't mean that the Achilles Truma is considered a separate Achilles. The Truma is not Bottle Braven, it's a separate Achilles. The Din of Dimua means that the achila of the whole meduma, instead of my saying achirabim lahatois and it's an achilas heter, the Tzeres HaKosu of the Imua says that it's an achila of a tarayus. It's an achila mu'urevus. Let's go for the Lashon of Dimur. The Mu is the Lashon of Mu'uruf. Now, normally, the rule would be Acherav Lahatis. Acherav Lahatis, at least according to Abaye. Acherav Lahatis. Acherav Lahatis means that that you can't be down the Achilles. You can't be down the Achilles sister as an Achilles with Ne'atzma. Because you go after the Rav. The Rav is Heter, it's an Achilles Heter. That's Abaye Shita, because I speak Achilles Passes the Rabbanim, it's an Achilles Heter. That's pshat in Abaye. That's why Abaye says a kizayis bechilas pasas derabonim. It means you could have a lot of, you have kizayisim of Ister and it's timely and mamoshi and so on. It doesn't matter if Hirab lahatis is an achilas heter. The din of meduma doesn't say that now the chuma is an achilah b'fnei atzma. The din of meduma says that the chuma is still an achilah b'fnei atzma. The achilah b'fnei atzma is only an achilah of the tarevis. It's one achilah. But normally, what's the shem achilah when you have a tarevis? What's the shem achilah? Achirav lahatis, achilas heter. By dimua deraisa says the shema achila is an achila mu'urevus, and the achila itself of the whole isa or the whole meduma, the whole mikveh, is an achila mu'urevus of iser and heter. Then it's meduyik heter in the Rashi by mikveh, because Rashi by mikveh speaks out. He says if dimua is deraisa, so why isn't the whole mikveh possible but tefillah? What do you mean? What do you mean the whole mikveh should be possible to you? Mikveh just means the chum is not bottled. Why should the whole mikveh be possible to you? The makom al-goy, the part of the chum that he touched should be possible to you. But the rest of the mikveh, the other pieces of chum, they're not touching it, and the rest of the mikveh, why should it be possible to you? Rashi was not bothered. Rashi speaks it as a kasha. Right? He says, if the mu is there, I said, the whole mikveh should be possible to you. So Rashi says, but lechamira kachum atzma. In other words, that's exactly what Rashi is saying. The word of dimua is that the whole mikveh is a meduma. I'm not dying as a charab lahatlis that it's a mikveh of heter, and eating the mikveh is an achilas heter. I'm dying that it's a mikveh of tarovis. It's a mikveh that's mu'urib with chuma, and that's the shema achila. It's a meduma. The mikveh is a meduma, and the achila is an achila mu'urebis. So Rashi says, well, if that's the case, that the status of the mikveh is it has this new status of meduma, that it's that's what it's called. Zena, that's its shmoy olav, is that it's meduma. So maybe it should be possible to fulyay. So Rashi says, no, it's not chomer k'chuma atzma. Chuma is possible to fulyay. Meduma is not possible to fulyay. It's like chamir k'chuma atzma. But again, if the meduma just meant that the chum is not bottled, then Rashi would have no aschala. Why should the mikveh? Why should I even think that the mikveh is possible with tefillah? It says in this Rashi that the vort of meduma is that it's ma'uruv. The mikveh becomes ma'uruv. So maybe the whole mikveh should be possible to tefillah. No, it's meduma. Meduma is not chamir k'chum atzma. Meduma is ma'uruv. Ma'uruv is not like chuma. Chuma is possible to tefillah. Ma'uruv is a lower status. Because kizayis b'chnei achilas pasas means that I'm being done the truma as achilu b'chnei atzma. That dimur doesn't give me. Hetem is tarif l'issa works by dimur. Because hetem is tarif l'issa means that works very well. What does hetem is tarif l'issa means? It means that when I have a tarivus of issa and heter, the heter is mitzarif to the shir with the issa. Well, dimur says that this is an achilu mu'revis. It's an achilu mu'revis of truma and chulim. And once it's an achilah mu'revis, then kezayis b'chnei achilas. Then the din of hetem starf l'issa says that's exactly what it says, that an achilah mu'revis in an achilah mu'revis the heter is mustarf to the issa to make a kezayis. So that's beautiful. Let's say by mikveh, for example, but who then by all the cases of chumah, Rav Dimi holds that you can always be down the achilas sister b'fnei. You don't even need dimur. Rav Dimi holds the achilas sister is always needed b'fnei atzma. So as long as you have time in mamashay, or time in v'lei mamashay, maybe even, so you could be down the truma as an achilas b'fnei atzma, and kizayis b'fnei achilas. Therefore, if you have a kizayis b'fnei achilas pasav truma, forget everything else. I have a kizayis b'fnei achilas of pasav truma, and that's an achilas b'fnei atzma, and that's your dim. Abai holds that the truma cannot be an achilu b'fnei asma because that's the hilchos pasuk of the rabbanon. So I need to say hetem istarif l'isit, but hetem istarif l'isit. Where's the isit? The isit is batul b'roi v'chirav l'hatos. This is gone because I look at the achilu of the whole thing. If you eat this mikveh, you're eating heter because achirav l'hatos. So how can you say hetem istarif l'isit? What is it? The answer is because here there's din of dimua. Dimua says it's exeris hakosuv that it's not called an achilus heter. It's called an achilu mu'revis. In an achilu mu'revis, you can say hetem istarif l'isit. Because midin truma. First of all, maybe you could. No, but to ask you later on, you can't. What are you saying? Every achilu mu'revis should be a chatzis shir. Maybe you could, but Rabbi Chana said you like it. That's a setem staff lism. Maybe in Chana, maybe I'll leave it to MS, maybe Meduma would be also as Chatzishir without setem staff lism. But that's not what Rabbi Chana said. Rabbi Chana said that once you have Dimua, you like all of them. Rabbi says, where did that come from? That's setem staff lism. Well, so let's think about it. So let's go on. That's as far as Mikvah is concerned. The question you're asking is good. By mikveh, Rabbi Chana said like this. So I need to have them stop listening for the like. But what about by? Let's go down the page now to kupas and meduchas. So what happened by kupas and meduchas? It says Tylan lahakil tumut tachum and nafal. So Abai asked Rav Dimi, because you have your kazayis b'chei. According to you, because I speak the spas is there, Isla. So the truma is a midis and achila with me'atzma. So your mom is like it. So it's a chiv misa. You're eating truma. How could you say tell? If you're wrong, if you bet wrong, and it was truma techul enough, then you're going to be a chayiv misa because I speak the achila spas. So it's a raya that because I speak the achila spas is not there, Isla. And Rashi speaks that, and therefore it's only in a siddur abar. Then Rav Dimi asked the buy back. Rashi brings the Gemara Nazir. Now Gemara doesn't say it, but Rashi quotes the Gemara Nazir that Avdim has to buy it back also. But it's mashma that if you take out, so Nechlam is share both for Avdim and for Abai, and Ustami have to answer to move on to that Rabban. But a component from Gur Rashi that if you take out Kizayis Bechayach Hilaspas, you assume Kizayis Bechayach Hilaspas is the Rabban, and if you take out Hekim Star for Issa, then we'll be good. Then we'd have no problem. Tylan would only be a Derabon. The Gemara asked that, but we can't take both out. You know, if you hold like a Dima, you have to deal with Kazayis for the Echilas Bas. If you hold like a Bai, you have to deal with Hetem Star for Issa. So Gemara has to say, Truman's mind is a Derabon. But a component of that's the Gemara. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. That without Hetem Star for Issa and without Kazayis to pay Echilas Bas, it would only be an Issa Derabon. Why is it only an Issa Derabon? And this is what you're asking, basically, in effect. Why is it only Nisid Rabbanon? It's Murevis. It's an Achilu Murevis because of Dimua. It's Lakala Pachas, an Achilu Murevis of Truman Chulin. And if it's an Achilu Murevis of Truman Chulin, so then it should be also Midraisa. At least Hakadashi's called it a Drabon. Why is it a Drabon? It's fine. Maybe you won't be like it because you don't have a seer for Kazayas. But still, it should be also as Chatzishir. You have an Achilu Murevis. Why isn't it also? So he wants to show you. The emes is the Rashi over there. It's a Shver Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi. Heichi Amirin Shani Emir. It's the second to last of the middle-sized lines. First of all, Heichi Amirin Shani Emir. So this is Abai talking to Rav Dimi. Says over there, we toil and toil and meduchas. It says that we toil and toil and toil and toil and says the Gemara, Heichi Amirin Shani Emir. Says Abai, v'talina l'kula be'avoin miso. We're being makel here in an avoin miso. Dilma Chumla Techulun Afal. And maybe you got it wrong. So like this, there's a problem here. The Lashon is the Rashi. Rashi is Pasach ba'avayin misa v'siyem in the Rabbanon. Rashi at the beginning says that the Kashkilu is, there's no avayin misa. According to you, the Kazayis b'chil is Pasach, the Raisa, it's an avayin misa. Happy to be making an avayin misa. Kilu, the issue is avayin misa. Rashi at the end says the issue is the Raisa and the Rabbanon. Why bring avayin misa into it? Moreover, the emes of Taisa Rosh asked on the Gemara, says, what's Kazayis b'chil is Pasach? It's a chashishir. We've quoted this Taisa Rosh many times. He says, what's going on in the Gemara? What does that do with Kazayis b'chil is Pasach? It's a chashishir. So we have a mahalach that we're saying in Rashi. But Taisa Rosh asked it for Taisa Rosh doesn't have these anochas. Taisa Rosh asked it for a kashir by itself. How can you be made? What does it help that it's Kazayis b'chil is Pasach d'rabbana? But it's still a chashishir. So he answers several answers. He has an answer of one answer Taisa Rosh gives is that it's going like a shlokish, the chatzishir is mutum in that time. Okay, that's like from left field. He says in another answer that chatzishir b'tarevis is mutum. It's also very big hiddush. In place to me, have such a story, chatzishir b'tarevis, the rash and tfulyoyim, I mentioned a lot of times, asked from the sugya kizesa tarbuk, kizesa the more in chulim, tzadik tes, where there was half a kizayis of chela that fell into a pot, and my bar Rashi wanted to make it because it's only a chatzishir, and Rav Yechon said to him, but chatzishir is also in the Torah. You see, chatzishir is also in the Torah, even in the Torahs. Frege talks about that question. Then we have another question. Abai holds time of Lema Moshe is derais. Every time of Lema Moshe is a chatzishir on the Torahs. Unless the Taisa Rosh will answer, we have to know what the Taisa Rosh sheet is in this thing. I didn't see. I don't have a Taisa Rosh, so somebody sent me this Taisa Rosh. So I have to look at what it holds in the rest of the sugya. But maybe he loads the goals that he said in the Ramban, that that's how Tam Ki'ikr. And Agamor is going without Tam Ki'ikr. If Tam Ki'ikr has nothing to do with Chatzishir, maybe Tam Ki'ikr is Nepach. You know the Rosh Mechala holds Tam that Tam Ki'ikr is Nepach. So maybe we could deal with it that way. I don't know. That's what Taisa Rosh says. Chatzishir al day tarevus. And then the Taisa Rosh is the third shita that maybe in a chenami it's a chatzishir. But maybe since it's not only a chatzishir, you're not chayav olav. You're not chayav olav malchus or misa. So maybe we could be toilin. Maybe in an isser of chatzishir, even though it's an isser deraisa, we could be toilin lahakam. And he says that he thinks Rashi was medactic to say that word. That's what Rashi meant when he threw in Avoy Miso. Ki'ilu Avad it's also a Midaraisa. It's at least a Chatzishir, but it's not an Avoy Miso. According to you, Rabbi Zessing of Dini, according to you, it's an Avoy Miso, because it's a Kizayis. According to me, it's not an Avoy Miso, so we could be telling the Hakka. That kind of Taisa Rosh. So Taisa Rosh made this deal with Rashi. Why in the world is Rashi talking about Avoy Miso? So Taisa Rosh wants to read into the Rashi, that that's the child of the Rashi, that it's Taka also Midaraisa, but it's not an Avoy Miso. But it's very sure because the end of Rashi is not the way. The end of Rashi is beferish that Abai is making the argument that it's that Kizayis Bechilis Pras is the Rabbanon, and therefore, Loi Mechayev Mishum Kizayis Bechilis Pras, Elamid Rabbanon. But then it's a stira, and that just makes more acute. The stira between Rashi in the beginning, Rashi at the end, knows the deal that we made in Rashi at the beginning, Tosfos Rosh made the deal great. So that's it, must be a very strong deal. What Rashi talked about Avayim Misa, but at the end you see in Rashi that Avayim Misa nothing to do. The issue is the Taisa Rosh wanted to read into Rashi that Rashi talked about Avayim Misa because Abai is mighty that it's also Midaraisa. Abai just says, but it's not Avayim Misa according to me. According to you, it's Avayim Misa. But that's not the end of the Rashi. The end of the Rashi it's clear that Abai is saying, I think it's a derabbanon. That's where it's lachem. Ein chayim mishum kizayis bechilas fas ela midarabbanon. It's very strange Rashi. And there's also a deacon Rashi, it's really a deep cow, the kind of source. The Rashi's lashon is Le Mechayev Mishum Kazayis Bechayev Hilas Pas Elamid Rabbanon. That's a very strange lotion. You only chayiv midrabon. Midrabon, by definition, is not a chiv. It's an iser. You should say, ain't it also mishum kizayis b'tayif l'spasel and midrabon? What does it mean, lay mechayiv? Ain't it chayiv el midrabon? Lay shemayim, it's such a lotion. Ain't it also el midrabon? That's the rabbinic law. Ain't it chayiv el midrabon? I think the Pshat and the Rashi about this. That the emes is, there's two nidoyim over here. There's one nidoyim, the chumah b'fnei atzma. Can be done the achilus ha-chumah b'fnei atzma. That's an avayim nisa. Can you look at the chumah as an achilus b'fnei atzma? I ate chumah. Of course, that hinges on because I prepared for this pasuk. That if the rice is there, bottom. Can I look at the ma'is achilus as a separate ma'is achila? Then it's an avayim nisa. Can I do what that's the redeeming? Abai said no, because I said the Achilles passes the Rabbana. Achilles sister can never be nidoim. The Achilles truma can't be nidoim as an Achilles with Nehatsa. But there's another nidoim over here, which is the issue of Dimua. Dimua means that there's exeris akosov that it's an Achilles mu Rebis. So Rashi is being done on these two things separately. Rashi, like, let's study. Activate the Rashi. Rashi's done first. It's Dimua. Why are we telling the Hakam? Let's say according to Abai. Why are we telling the Hakam? It's Tachma Dumim. So even though Abai doesn't think he could be down the Chumas and Achilah B'fnei Atzma, but at least it's an Achilah Mu'u Rebis. So why isn't there a problem over here that you're eating an Achilah Mu'u Rebis? An Achilah Mu'u Rebis is certainly Osir, and that should be a problem. You're eating an Achilah Mu'u Rebis. Medumim. You're eating Medumim. It's also eating Medumim. When the Torah said this dinner with Dimua, it means it's also to eat because it's Mu'urib with Truma. It's an Achilim Mu'urbevis of Truma. We don't say Achir Rabbim Mahatis. That's the exact cause of a Medumah. So, how do you write a bit to be told the Hokal in Isser of Dimua? For that, Rashi answers, there's Embay Avay Misa. Meaning, the Isser of Dimua is not so common. It's an Isser. But it's Lech Hamir Kolkach. Not so Chomer like Truma Atzma. It doesn't have Avay Misa. The Rashi echoes what he said before by Eli Possible but Tfil Yoyim. Where there also Rashi asked, why isn't the whole thing possible but Tfil Yoyim? It's Medumah. So Rashi said, Loi Chamira Ketruma Atzma. This is the same Rashi that got by the Yisra Achilum. The same way Medumah, it's an Achilum Urebis, but an Achilum Urebis is not possible but Tfil Yoyim. Something that has an Achilum that's called an Achilum Urebis is not possible but Tfil Yoyim. So Al Derech Zeh in Achilum Urebis, it's also because it's a semi Truma, it's an Achilum Urebis of Truma. But that's not chomer to have an avayin misa. So for that we could be tell you the issue of dimur we could be tell you that's the, like the Tosfos also medayik in Rashi. Lav mitame because he's busy with chatzishir. But he's saying the issue of medume is an issue of achilimu revis. Achilimu revis is in a chomer kolkach we could be mekel. And we maybe could be meisif even, and maybe also tesefes havana. L'shemana ve'olam that we're mekel and yisurim deraisa just because they don't have another yisur. Like it's a modern Rashi. We're totally hokel. It's a sofik. It's a sveikah deraisa. The truma they have two kupois, two meduchos. It's a 50-50 chance which one fell into which. It's a sveikah deraisa. Did you ever hear anything? You have a sveikah deraisa, but we say, well, it's not a chid misa. Maybe on Sunday we'll say some things. So what's the Pshat in the Rashi? Teretz is. So maybe the answer is that the fact that Dimur doesn't have a Chiyuv Misa is a simen that it's not a full-fledged Issur Truma. It's a pale Issur Truma. Meaning, if it would be Chumah be'emes, if we would be done it as an Achilles Chumah, then it would have an Avay Misa. The fact that it doesn't have an Avay Misa is a simen that it's not a full-fledged Issa Deraisa. It's a shadow of an Issa Deraisa. It's an Issa Murevis of an Issa Deraisa. It's an Issa Mu'uruf, an Achilles Murevis of a Deraisa. And that's more Kal. And the same way it's more Kal, it's not the Makabal Tumah from a Tful Yoyim. It's not Nifsel. It's more kal in the din of Sveikah Deraisa Lechumah. No, so when you have a regular Issa Deraisa, who cares if it doesn't have Avayin Misa? Because it doesn't have Avayin Misa because it's not an Avera that the Torah is Mechayev Misa for. Whatever the Torah is Mechayev, if it's Malkus, whatever it is, whatever level it is, but you're doing it the whole way. Here you have an Avera that is a Chayev Misa. Achilas Truma is a Chayev Misa. But when you do an Achilas Muremis of it, you don't get Misa. So you see that it's not really, it's, of course it's also Midiraisa, but it's not a Chomet, it's a Leichamira Ketruma Atzma Issa Deraisa. It's also Midiraisa, but it's not Chomer like the Deraisa Atzma. It's an achilimu revis of the derais. An achilimu revis of the derais is more kal, and it's not. A, and therefore, it's not a vayin misa. What Rashi calls, it's not the full fledged iser. It's also, but not to the full extent. And therefore, in that you can be totally lahakam. So that's the first part of Rashi. It's talking about dimul. But then Rashi comes along and says, "But fine. So that's Abai himself. Abai would say, yes, of course, it's dimul. Dimul is not so chomer. It's aimed by avayin misa. So well, that's why you can be totally lahakam." But Abai said to Rabdimi, but according to Ravimi, forget the mua. You have an achilas truma mamish because you have kizayis b'tnei achilas pasni. You could be done the achilas truma b'tnei atzma. If you're right that kizayis b'tnei achilas pasni is a deraisa, then you have your initial truma of deraisa. That's how doing misa that you can't be mekel. That's a full fledged issue deraisa. It's a raya, says Abaye, that kizayis b'tnei achilas pasni is a derabona, and therefore, as far as the achilas truma is concerned. It's as far as the achilas truma is concerned, it's not an achilas b'fnei atzma. It's not called an achilas truma at all, because kizayis b'fnei achilas pas is only a derabbanan dikka concept. It's not a deraisa dikka concept. So as far as kizayis b'chilas pas is concerned, it's only an issa derabbanan. The issa truma over here asks kizayis b'chilas achilas pas is an issa derabbanan. Of course, it's still also a deraisa as dimua, but dimua is not an avayin misa. That's a chomer. That's pshat Rashi. I think that's why Rashi doesn't want to say the words "Ene osir el midrabbana," because "Ene osir el midrabbana" would sound like halacha lemaisa is only osir midrabbana. That's not true. It happens to be osir midrabbana al stimua. What Rashi wants to say is, of course, it's osir midrabbana, but it's not osir midrabbana al truma atzma. It's osir midrabbana al only al stimua. But since in Lashon Kodesh there's no word for al. And anyway, it's not Rashi Lashon. What is going to say? Einoy osur, einoy osur, einoy osur. Mishum kezayis b'chnei achilas pras. And yeah, the word mishum. But what Rashi wants to say really is loy einoy osur mishum kezayis b'chnei achilas pras ela midrabbana. But that's there's no such lashon. You can't say it's only einoy osur mishum. If it's osur, it's osur. If it's not osur, Rashi's lashon loy mechayev. It's a hargosha. But Rashi uses the word mechayev. Because in the word mechayev, this is like, I think it's a deal. The Rashi uses the word mechayev because in the word mechayev you can have such language. You're only chayev for this, you're not chayev for that. In Isser, if it's either you have osir or mutli, you don't have to. It's only osir for this, not osir for that. In chayev you have such lashonis. So that's really what Rashi wants to say. Rashi only isurim. The rabbanis don't have chayev. But Rashi, what Rashi wants to say is it's only what Rashi in effect is saying is that it's only osir. Mishum kezayis b'chilas pas midrabbana. Of course, it's also midraisa mishum dimua. But dimua is not an avay misa. Dimua is not an isaka. But you, according to you, Rav Dimi, forget dimua. It's truma atzma. Truma atzma is avay misa. So right, kezayis b'chilas pas midrabbana. And therefore, as far as kezayis b'chilas pas is concerned, as far as truma atzma is concerned, it's only nisa derabbana. Nisa derabbana b'chilas truma kezayis b'chilas pas. But it remains dimua. Fine, dimua. We can deal with dimua. Can't be all
things.
Something
deraisa. The formula applies. So all deraisa manifestly. And then if it was happening within truma, then I understand if we switch this into dimua, then it helps.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. What does Rashi want with anybody alay misa? Actually, it's the fact that dimua doesn't have alay misa. Dimu is not a separate issue in the Torah. It's not like it's a separate lach of Dimu. Dimu is an issue of Truma. So how come it doesn't have an Avayin Misa? Because it's an Achilim Urevis. So it's not the full punch of Truma. It's diluted Truma. So you don't get the full severity of Avayin Misa. So Rashi is saying, so therefore maybe it could be Mekel and Sveikas too, since it's not the full-fledged issue there, I saw. When Rashi says "Ein be'avayin misa," he doesn't mean that if truma would happen to be. No, but what if truma didn't have misa at all? What if truma was only malchus? So then you can be mekel in the sefer. Yeah. If that's not true, and say the rice luchum. Rashi means in an iser that happens to have an avoy miso, but when it's an achilum, but by achilum revis, you don't get the avoy miso. You don't get the miso. That's a simin that you're not fully being over the iser. You're only being over the iser in a ma'ur of dika way, in a secondary way. So Rashi talks about avoy miso because it happens to be that truma is miso. If truma would be malchus, he would have said anybody avoy malchus. And if truma would be I don't know what. If truma would be would be chayav chayrim. So he would say ein bayavoyin chayrim. He means whatever it is, but by meduma you don't have it fully.
So make the rice of chamer only applies to the full iser.
Right, exactly. In other words, you'd have to find the case. But in achilum u'revis, this new concept of dimua, I mean, we don't have dimua by other isurim. But lo yitzur, we had dimua by other isurim. So it would also be anybody we would say that you could be tayla lakum. Because the whole idea of dimua is that it's an achilum u'revis. It's not the full. Normally, there's also this thing, achirabim lahatis. It's binary. Either it is or it isn't. Either it's chazer or it's not chazer. Achirabim lahatis. Whatever's the right, that's what it is. Let's go into Rav Dimi. They can be down in the truma on the issue of Neatzmer. That's Rav Dimi. That's how he passes. Because I speak chilas passes the Raisa. But in Abai's world, because I speak chilas passes the Rabbanon, so then normally speaking, either it's also or it's mutter. There's no in between. You know, if it's mostly pork, it's also. If it's mostly beans, it's mutter and finished. Dimur is a new concept of an achilim urevis. Achilim urevis, not chomer kol kach, and then you can be toil
l'hok. How does that plug in back to the Gemara Nazir?
Very good. So now the is a problem. It's also good. So how come the Gemara Nazir thinks that it's not so good? In the Gemara Nazir of Dimi Yes Dabai back, Eli Dol Chaitim Estaf Leisur. That Rashi quotes. Rav Dimi Yes Dabai back, but what about Chaitim Estaf Leisur? Now, even according to you, there is an Avon Misa. Because even though it's an Achil Murevis, but now Chaitim Estaf Leisur should kick in. And now even the Heter is Mustaf to the Shia Kazai. So now you have a Chaitim Estaf Leisur, the whole thing should be called an Achil Leisur. So Rashi doesn't quote. Rashi quotes it in Agamor. That's all he quotes it. Rav Dimi Yestabai. It's not any better according to you. And you have to say Truma B'Zman Azed. Rashi sounds like all you have to say Truma B'Zman Azed Rabban. But in the Gemara Nozir, Abai has an answer. Abai answers, you only say Hetem Estaref L'Isser when you have Roiv Isser. When you have Roiv Heta, you don't say Hetem Estaref. You don't have Hetem Estaref L'Isser. How is the problem? What do you mean? It's Dimua. Here we have Dimua. You have dimua, then it's an achilum urevis. If you have achilum urevis, it's not bottle, it's achilum urevis. So why can't you say hetem estar? Now let's say hetem estar afelisit. The way Abai said before by mikveh. Yeah, that's not a problem. The only thing I could say maybe is that the Emes Rashi is funny. He quotes the Gemara Nazir, but only half. He quotes Rav Dimi Yesh Abaye. He doesn't quote what Abaye answered back. It's also sometimes strange in the Rashi. You know, he quotes the Gemara Nazir. The Rav Dimi Yesh Abaye back. I only had them stop listening, but in Nazir Abaye has an answer. The Hetem Stav Lisa is only going to listen, not by Rav Heta. Why didn't Rashi quote that part? Could be Rashi wasn't gutters it. See the stories here of Chul. Maybe Rashi wasn't gutters that line about the Hetem Saflis, you're only being by right person. Or, Lule Dem Safino, I would say even more, that maybe Rashi was gutters it only before by Chomets. Because there's Takashir, what did Abai answer to? Yes, Rav Dimi asked Abai, am I pleading Rabbanu B'kutach HaBavli? There's no answer. Down here in the Gemara, by Kupoy Simaduch Leis, Rav Dimi asked Abai back, and what's it any better according to you? That's so terrible if Rabbi didn't answer, because we could say whatever Rav Dimi answers works for Rabbi too. Rav Dimi answered Truma B'Zman Azed Rabbana. That's what Rabbi will have to answer. But by Kutta Chababli, when Rav Dimi asked Rabbi asked Rav Dimi, what happened to Kizai Sedev Yil Spas? And Rav Dimi asked back, so what's it any better according to you? It's Hetem Estaref L'Isser. So what does Rav Dimi answer? So Kutta Chababli is not a Kizai Sedev Yil Spas, because Mishter Shotev Och. But what's Rabbi going to answer? That doesn't say. So I said yesterday, Rabbi's answer is at the end of the Sugya. That he only say hetem staraf l'iser by roiv. He only say hetem staraf l'iser by roiv iser and the hagufa nechelku Rav Dimi and Abai. But now I want to take that line away from the Gemara Nozir. You know, But maybe we could put it in. Maybe it's there, but it should be there earlier in the Dimas Kasha Dabai by Kutta Chabavi. There you could say that it's there. There's no Dimur. But when you have Dimur, that's not available, because by Dimur it's Exeris HaKosov that it's called an Achilim Urevis. Once it's an Achilim Urevis, you should say Hatem Stachlis. Okay, that's I don't. You know, we're playing with the Gersois a bit. But it is a Hadiyah in Rashi that he quotes Rav Dimi's Kasha, he quotes the Gemara Nozer. The Gemara in the Gemara Nozer says Rav Dimi has to buy it back. If Abai is a teretz, I'll quote the teretz. Unless we'll be Mechala, a place where there has to look into Minbaminoi, Minbashainim, and then even Meducha, he says Minbashainiminoi, there Abai didn't have a teretz. But by Minbaminoi, there Abai could have, there Abai had a teretz. So Rav Dimi asked him by Kupos, by Meduchos. So thereby had nothing to answer, but by Kupai, it's Milamin. Thereby had an answer. Taisus over there has Kishbanis. We're not going doing Taisus another right now. Yeah, very awesome in the Rashi over here. It's Leirochik. I think it's not so Leirochik to say. We have this deal in Rashi. He quotes the Gemara knows what Dimi asked Abai. He doesn't quote what Abai answered. A part of the Mashmois in Rashi is that Abai is going to have to say Trumas Mizmana said Derabod or Trumas Tavlin Derabod. I think the Mahalach and Rashi is very clear. The Pshat and the Rashi. What to do with the Gemara Nazir right there, but the Pshat and the Rashi over here, it's a glaring thing. Who is the Steer and Rashi? He starts off by Nisa, he talks about and he finishes off with the Rabbana. And then number two, Taka, what happened to Dimur? What do you mean it's only the Rabbana? What happened to Dimur? How can Rashi say at the end that with Akiz Ayis Bechdech this pass is only the Rabbana? Dimur deraisa. Abai holds Dimur deraisa. We had before by Mikvah. Zai loik olu bekazayis. Where'd that go? Maybe you'll ask me, one second, if you're telling me that it's only in the Sakal, it's only in the Sakal because it's only in Achilim Urevis, so why is Dimur only in the Sakal? So why does the Gemara before say Zad like all of the Kazayas? The same way as anybody Avay Misa shouldn't have Avay Malkus either. Very good. That's only after Hatem Staflis. Of course, here also you can say Hatem Staflis. Fine, that Rav Dimi Taka Estabai. Eludidoch, it's still for Hatem Staflis. Rashi talking without Hatem Staflis. That's what Rashi goes on to. That's, I think, that's part of why Rashi had to speak out the Gemara Nosek. Was Rashi says, Dimur is not a problem because Ein Be'yavon Misa. Tachilim Urev is Ein Be'yavon Misa. And the Trum itself is only because Ayas Bechles Pastor Abon. You can't isolate out the Achilus Trum. Rashi adds, but the Gemara Nosek points out, one second. What happened to Hatem Staflis? Before by Mikveh, you said the Zahar Loikolo. Because of Hatem Staflis. So here also, what do you mean it's not Ein Be'yavon Misa? It's an Issachal. Zahar Loikolo. The answer is in the Chanami. That's what Rav Dimi, in the Gemara Nozer, Rav Dimi asked that back to Abai. So it's Hakasher and Abai, and you have to say it. Shomu's mind has said the Rabban in the end. Yeah, very good. Okay, that's it. I think that's a wrap for Shittas Rashi. That's what I see now. I want to go through the places. And then we'll see. The next thing to do is the places here on the Olam. And then Taisus and Nozer. I suppose Taisus here, and then Taisus and Nozer. And then we'll go down the base. Yeah. It'll be a little while. I hope the Shiva will still be here by the time we're able to see you.